thank you for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project. It's time for the news that's, well, frankly, it's not front page stuff. But you wouldn't really enjoy the newspaper unless you tucked into these stories buried inside. It's the news you can't really use. We call it the ramble. All right, this is one of those stories that everybody is talking about. It's coming from India. There's some really good news. It's an amazing medical story. Surgeons have successfully operated on a little Indian girl who was born with 8 limbs. She had 2 extra arms and 2 extra legs. Apparently, she absorbed her twin. Some of the pictures online are really, really unbelievable. It took the surgeon 27 hours to separate the extra limbs. Little girl, now in intensive care. Doctors monitoring the condition.
Well, good for her. Our producer Dan raised something that sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke at all, which is India is a country where a god named Vishnu is revered, which has multiple limbs, also a country where reincarnation is thought of. It's a wonder if this is something that people thought was a sign of something else.
Yeah, well, she was apparently named Lakshmi, which is, you know, named after the four-armed Hindu goddess of wealth. So clearly when she was born, people were like, whoa, this, she could be,
something,
you know,
else.
Something
well,
special.
Glad to hear that she's doing okay.
Yes, yeah. Rachel, you're up.
Oh, I'm up now. Yeah. I was preoccupied by that story. We're glad she's doing well. So I'm going to tell you a little bit.
Maybe need some coffee.
I'm going to tell you about coffee. And apparently what has happened is that some people have done a study about caffeine addiction. And Chicagoans are apparently drinking the most caffeine out of anyone. Who knew? But this market research firm has concluded that between coffee and cola or soda pop, as it's known in the Midwest, people in Chicago, pop, are ingesting more caffeine than anyone else. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with this, but I didn't do the study. Other top caffeinated cities include Tampa, Miami, Phoenix, and Atlanta. Apparently, people in San Francisco, Philly, New York, Detroit, and Baltimore consumed the least amount of caffeine, but they were also the most likely to agree with the statement that coffee is bad for you.
Clearly, no one here got this survey.
No, clearly.
Nobody on the BPP staff.
And, you know, I don't know. Coffee on the East Coast is like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's like watered-down coffee.
Don't speak about my Dettos like that.
This is basically, take you into my morning. 3:15, alarm goes off. Hit snooze. 3:40, get up, start thinking about coffee. Walk around the house thinking about coffee. Get in the car thinking about coffee. Get to the Dunkin' Donuts.
I told you, you have to get a coffee maker.
I know, but
you wake up and it's all ready to go.
All right, well, anyway. Speaking of delicious drinks, T.I., the rapper, is hoping he'll be able to serve some sweet tea and some soda at his Thanksgiving get-together. No alcohol. Why, you ask? Well, because T.I. is under house arrest right now in suburban Atlanta. He is charged with trying to buy some illegal machine guns that had silencers on them. But he's decided he still wants to have a Thanksgiving Day bash, and he has to get it cleared with the court as far as who's allowed to come over, what times they can be there. What he can serve. That's why alcohol is definitely off the list. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that he's made a special request to be able to have more than his usual number of guests on Thanksgiving Day. He had to request formally to have a cleaning crew come over to clean up the house. Because, you know, he's under house arrest. Who has time to clean your house when you're under house arrest?
This is fairly interesting and hilarious. Curt Schilling, Red Sox pitcher, has a clause in his contract that he has to weigh in 6 times. And if he doesn't make his weight, he will lose millions of dollars. Now, who put the clause in the contract? Curt Schilling.
Ah, yes.
Very self-disciplined.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a big blogger, apparently. Dan Pashman told us that, our producer. He's a big sports guy, follows this stuff. And apparently Schilling realized that he was a little bit of a large marge when he showed up last time for his season. He wrote on his blog, "Given the mistakes I made last winter and into spring training, I needed to show them. I recognized that and understood the importance of it. I also was completely broad decided by the fact that your body doesn't act/react the same way as you get older."
See, this launches a whole other conversation about why baseball players in particular are kind of overweight.
Well,
right? Like, aren't they supposed to be professional athletes?
Yeah, but you know, it's the most sedentary professional sport besides
golf.
You know, golf, probably. Yeah. Where there are also some Heavy D's. I just like that he's taking the...
Yeah, good for him.
This is the approach I took when I announced to all of you I was running the New York Marathon. How'd that go?
How did that go?
If I had millions of dollars riding on it, I'd be sleeping on your futon, Allie. So we'll see if it works better for Kurt Schilling than it
worked for
me.
Maybe he's going to get all kinds of endorsements afterwards.
Possibly. Or he'll forfeit $2 million if he goes to Dunkin' Donuts and he weighs over.
Like he needs it.
Hey, that's it for our ramble through the day's news.